Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vardhman Special Steels Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zico. Good afternoon, everybody. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all to earnings conference call for quarter four, the financial year 2023 for Vardhman Special Steels Limited. We are pleased to have with us Mr. Sanchit Jain, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Singla, Chief Financial Officer. We will have opening remarks from management, followed by a question-and-answer session. So now I'll hand over to Mr. Sanchit Jain. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, very good afternoon. Thank you for joining our call, and my apologies for delay. There was a connectivity issue, and little in a remote area, they could not connect with me. If it disconnects, Singla will continue, and I'll get connected at the end. So key highlights from last year. Last year has been a very, very interesting year for us. Several records have been crossed. We've had the highest sales, highest production, overall crossing that kind of sales. Each department has had record production. And most importantly, we have started mass manufacturing for Toyota Motor Corporation, of course, in a small way, and it will gradually build up over the next three years. And we've also just finished 50 years of our steel business. We had a big celebration, and as a result of that celebration, we had just declared a bonus issue also. But I will ask Singla to go through the numbers, and then I'm here to take any questions.
Thank you, sir.
Singla, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. This quarter, we just this quarter, our total sales volume is 50,500 tons as against 41,500 tons in the corresponding quarter of last year. It's a 21% increase. And on revenue side, it's 422 crores as against 343 crores, 23% growth over the corresponding quarter of last year. In EBITDA, there is a fall from 59 crores to 29 crores, primarily because of some of the reasons like in the corresponding quarter of last year, we had accounted about 19 crores of other income on account of electricity duty exemption, which was pertaining to 2019 to 31st March 2022. So that was some amount was pertaining to the previous year itself, but most of the amount was pertaining to the earlier years. Secondly, last year from last year, some of the prices like raw material prices, fuel cost, and some consumable prices have also increased, which has also impacted the profitability of current quarter. And in this quarter, we have been able to achieve reported PBDIT of 5,800 rupees. In this quarter, there is one more abnormal expenditure, I will say, which is not pertaining to the quarter four. It is 6.6 crores of price reduction, which we have agreed with the OEMs. It is 1,750 rupees price decrease from 1st October 2022, which was finalized in the month of February. So we could not account for in the month of in the quarter Q3, but for the price decrease for quarter three, but amounting to rupees 6.6 crores has been accounted in quarter four. So that is an additional price decrease which has been accounted in this quarter. Ignoring that price decrease, our reported PBDIT becomes 7,200 rupees a ton. On the annual side, we have achieved 200,000 tons. It's our double century, 200,000 tons of sales for the first time. And our EBITDA stands at 180 crores, as against 202 crores of last year, a decrease of 11%. Our total PVDIT is 9,000 rupees a ton. In this 9,000 rupees a ton, most of the income is pertaining to the current year itself, apart from 11 crores, which is pertaining to the previous years. So 8,400 rupees a ton is the PVDIT pertaining to the current year itself. The board has recommended a dividend of rupees 2 per share post issuance of bonus shares. And one more thing I would like to share, that in this quarter we have signed MOU with Ministry of Steel under the PLI scheme, production linked incentive scheme, because we were our case was approved, and accordingly in this quarter the MOU has been signed. So that's all from my side, and I request for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, many congratulations on starting supplies to forging companies of IC steel. My first question is, you guided for 10K tons of supplies to IC for this year. So in that context, and also starting supplies to IC, I wanted to understand what is the total requirement of IC from the Southeast Asian region?
We don't have the exact figures. The total requirement would be something like 3, I would guess, in the range of 200 to 400,000 tons. That is something I guess, but that's my rough idea. That's a large number.
From Southeast Asia, particularly,
there will be the target is, we first target will take about 30,000 tons. Which will be by 25
Okay, sir. So, so in this context, currently our exports is 5%, that is mentioned in the presentation, and we are targeting 25% by FY25. So, I think that comes around 50K tons. Out of that, 30K tons, like you mentioned, is to IC. So, any other customers for the remaining part?
There are other customers, like Sombun, and then we are working for Yamaha. We are talking with developing steels for Musashi. So there are several customers that we are developing under development stages. But and we already have a market of customers in Thailand, in Saudi also, and we are also exporting to Turkey. So we have small volumes. And again, please understand, we don't have a huge capacity pushing too much of exports.
Understood, sir. So these customers you mentioned, have we already gotten approvals from them, or are they included in the 5% sales currently?
Some of them are. Yamaha, Musashi are not.
Okay, sir. So next question is, so our next phase of expansion post this 2.3 lakh tons, which is 2-3 lakh tons, so by when can we start producing from this additional capacity from 2.3 to 3?
No. Just now our announced plans are only up to about 2.3 lakh tons, 2.3, 2.35. The exact figure we'll find out as soon as we reach those numbers. But that is where our current target is. So we don't have any plans beyond that in the current plan.
Okay, sir.
We have a license So let me tell you, we have a license of 300,000 tons, but our melting capacity will be constrained at about 2.6 lakh tons, and beyond that, it'll take some effort and time through sizes and improvements. We'll see where we are able to improve. But up to 2.6 lakhs of melting, which means roughly 230,000 tons of steel.
Okay, sir. And sir, on a QOQ basis, we have seen the commodity prices rising, and that has impacted our gross margins. So can we expect this to be passed on in the next two quarters or so?
We are hoping to increase prices from 1st April. We have already asked our customers for price increase letters and gone out. And we have just received a price increase from one of the OEs. Again, only one OE has given a price increase just now. And we hope to discuss with the other OEs and finalize sometime in the month of May.
So what is the quantum that we are looking out for?
No. We have asked, letter that has gone out is 7,500 rupees a letter that has gone out for Vardhman Steel. And other companies have sent out letters of 8,000, 8,200, 8,500 also has gone out in the market from one of the suppliers. So from the increase asks, we have been the lowest at 7,500. But these are the letters that have gone out. The discussions, negotiations will start soon.
Okay, sir. And just one last question. From the longer term perspective, we have gotten clearance, environmental clearance for 2.8 lakh tons, the rolling mill capacity. But our next phase that we are planning is from 2.3 to 3, which is, of course, beyond FY25-26. So, will we need in future the additional 20K ton clearance from the environmental authority?
I will answer that question. We have taken an environmental clearance up to 3 lakh tons, but in this plant to produce beyond 2.6 lakh tons of melting and 2.3 lakh tons of rolling, therefore, is going to be very difficult. Rolling mill capacity will be a little higher, and we will then probably dry billets at that stage from outside. Role internally. But that all will cross in the next 3 years' time. So 3 lakh tons, the license that we took is only for getting a license. So it is not that what we will be able to produce that. We have never said we're going to produce 3 lakh tons.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Mohammed Patel from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So what's the capex amount spent for FY23?
FY23, again, Singla, you'll have to answer that question. It should be about 35, 40 crores?
That is about 30 crores.
30 crores, yeah.
And what is
FY24 also will be in the range of 30 to 40 crores only.
Yes.
The bigger chunk of the capex is happening in the next year.
Yes.
24-25.
But in 23-24, we will be buying some piece of land, and that will be additional.
In addition, yeah, that will be in addition, yeah.
What will be the combined capex for 24 and 25?
The total capex is about 300 crore rupees. Up to 26.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the last call, we were mentioning that the lead time of machines were longer than expected. So,
yes, which is why this whole thing has got pushed a few months down the line, partly by 6 months, it's gone on to the next year. So, which is why it's getting rear-ended to 24, 25 and 25, 26.
Okay. You just to the previous participant, you said at 2.6 lakh of capacity, the saleable will be 2.3 lakh. I just wanted to confirm this.
Yes, yes. One capacity, 2.6 lakh tons is the capacity of melting. And then rolling, because there are wastages in rolling. There's loss of material, the end cuts, losses of burning loss and the other things. So, altogether, roughly quality loss, there's short pieces get discarded. So ultimately the yield, the saleable product is about normally 9% less. And then there is also peeled yarn, peeled production. So peeling losses are again between 7 and 12%. So eventually the sales actually come down to below 2.3 lakh tons. But there will be some bought billets for strategic reasons, etc. So we expect 2.3 lakh tons kind of sales in 25-26.
Okay, okay. FY23 was a year of trials for IG. So the trials has completed more or less?
Lot has got completed, lot more are going on, and lot more will go on. See, because it's a continuous stream of products coming in. And then there is trials for process stabilization, then there are trials for cost reduction, then there are trials for optimization. So all these trials are happening simultaneously. And unfortunately, since our accounting does not allow us to capitalize such costs, all that goes under the goes into the P&L.
Okay, so can we say 24 should be the majority of the trials should get completed?
It never get completed. Eh? The whole part of a growth company is the newer products will keep coming. Just now, IT is sending out the base products to us. Once we have mastered these base products, then the next level of products will come in. And eventually, the plan is to even send out patented products to us, where they are the only manufacturer in the world for such products. But that's the whole point of a partnership with a world leader, that all such products will step by step come into the company as our capability rises.
Okay.
In IT's opinion, it takes 9 years to learn how to make special steels. And we have just spent 3.5 years. Out of which 1.5 years was low efficiency because of COVID. I mean, you were working through Zoom calls and, you know, not permanently here. So, in their opinion, it takes 9 years to learn to make good quality special suite. So, the approach of the world is very different and IT's approach is very, very different.
Okay, okay. Understood. And so, how is the mass manufacturing going on as per our expectation?
Yes, as expected, there are troubles, there are problems, there are quality issues, there are rejections, rework. We are doing all that. But we are able to meet the requirements of Toyota. And the product will start reaching the customers. I'll be visiting Thailand in May. To see firsthand, meet the customers firsthand, get a first-hand feedback. But so far, we have been able to meet the target deadlines and delivery, and the quality lines, we have been able to meet the quality levels at a higher cost internally. And those costs are also started coming down as we are optimizing our processes.
Okay.
So it's going as per plan. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Last question. So what is the reason for lower other income you mentioned? What can be the sustainable other income number?
The sustainable lower income is about 20 crores a year. Other income is about 20 crores a year of incentive. And about, still about 3-4 crores more, so about 20 to 24 crore rupees.
Yeah.
Other income.
So total of 25 yeah. crore will be the sustainable income.
Yeah. And really speaking, only 4-5 crore of it should be other income. 20 crore of that is really part of, because of accounting reasons it comes in as other income, it should really be part of P&L. So, and since we our approvals came late, we had elements of the past year. In 21-22, we had elements of the luxury duty of the past year which came in. And in 22-23, we've got the GSP approval. So now the incentive of the past has come in. Mostly accounted for, I think it's only 5.5 crores or so, a small one amount left of previous years. Which when we get approval, we'll account for it. Rest now, we are now on to current. Electricity is current. roughly 10 crores a year, and GST refunds should also be roughly 10 crores a year.
Yes.
Okay. With OEM pricing expected to be better from next quarter, so should we be going back to the higher end of the guidance of 7,000 to 10,000?
We are not giving that guidance. I've said very clearly, if we're within this range, all depends on the price negotiations with the OEs. So once the price negotiation happens well, it can go, numbers should get higher. If it's on the tougher side, it'll get lower. But we believe it should be within this range. And that is why we don't come under pressure to say that, oh, the profits will keep increasing every year and margins keep increasing every year. Our attempt will be to keep improving it. There are some positive factors coming ahead, and there are some negative factors coming ahead. For example, power tariff has gone up. That's a negative factor. Gas prices are coming down. So that's a positive factor. So those factors will keep changing. So I would say that even for next year, we expect to be within the range of 7 to 10. Once the price negotiation finalized, we'll be able to get a better guidance.
Yes.
Okay.
And I told you one OE already price negotiation has happened, which is at a reasonable level, at a good level. Till one of the majors, which is either Tata or Maruti, finalizes, others don't necessarily follow through. But one finalization is a indication of the trigger, and that's at a decent level. So beyond that, I can't say anything at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Chandak from JM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. My question was, now you've started, the trial productions for Aichi, and I'm just thinking, what will be the loss in revenue, so to say, by not being able to supply to Aichi because we don't have the capacity?
Well, just now we have the capacity. Next 2 years, we have no capacity problem.
Right. So, yeah, currently you may be even, for example, but in the next 2 years, I'm presuming, we'll have a scenario where Aichi will say want to source from Vardhman, but there will be no capacity to supply. So I'm just trying
to... No. We have sufficient capacity as per plan till 25-26. 25-26 is the year where we start running into problems. So from 26-27, we will start facing problems. Maybe 25-26.
Okay.
Yeah. So next 2 years, because
it should not
we've already added capacity, so we won't have a shortage of capacity next 2 years.
Okay, understood. So what should be the capacity, say in 26, for example, then?
There will be 230,000 tons of sellable material.
Okay, understood.
And this year we get 200,000 tons. So about 15% growth over the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years.
Okay, understood. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ritvik Sheth from One Up Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions. Firstly, a clarification. In the capex figure for FY24, you mentioned that there is some land parcel. What is this related to?
See, we are planning to buy two land parcels. We need covered material, covered warehouses for storage of material, and we need entity line space for adding entity line.
Okay.
And we need space to add more storage of raw material, scrap. Mm-hmm. So we need space for all that. So because of that, we are buying one plot of about 6.5 acres, which filled up with buildings. And another plot of 5 acres adjoining us has become available, and we are buying that. We don't have any immediate need for that land parcel. But during that land becoming available, we have taken a decision to go ahead and buy that. So that 5 acres is there for future purposes. And the 6.5 acres will be used up the moment we are able to purchase the land.
Okay. And what will be the total capex in this cumulative, both these parcels?
Cumulative with these two parcels is going to be about 39, about 49. What? That's about 50 crores?
Yes, 50. Okay. 50.
This is in addition to the other capex plan.
Right. Okay. Sure. Okay. Thank you. And sir, next question is on the EV volumes. Last year, we mentioned that we are about 7% of EV volumes.
No, we said 5 to 6. Last year was 6%, and we are at the region of 5 to 6%.
Okay, okay. On an increased volume base as well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. 5 to 6% this year as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And sir, any my question on the greenfield project. Any movement there? Anything?
No. We will announce moment we have some decision. We will announce.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side and all the best.
But let me explain for everybody else that, you know, what are we waiting for? We just started the capex and the mass production for Toyota. Till some few cycles are completed, quality stabilized, full delivery system stabilized, servicing stabilized. So till then, the confidence of to put in a massive new capex will take time. So I guess as Indians, we are anxious as I was, because I could see that we will have a capacity plan in 2025-26, and therefore I was very keen to take action earlier, but our partners are very clear that till quality stabilizes, system stabilizes, cost stabilizes, you know, we reach where we are happy with the production and everything, and just such only very small quantities. The quantities are going to go up 5 times from the current levels for IT production. So, depending on how they see have a smooth working out there, then a decision will be taken of the appropriate thing.
Thank you, sir.
And in the interim, we will be looking for alternate strategy to make up for a capacity bottleneck. Alternate strategy is to one could be looking for outsourcing of material. That process is on, and I think we should have some viable solution. And you've seen in our PNL, we have been doing some outsourcing on and off, partly for the guide bar, partly for rolling, sometimes we buying billets from outside. So we are doing partial outsourcing. We'll be doing that in a more planned manner in the next 2 years, because 3 years later we could have an issue. And maybe a second could be a possible acquisition if an opportunity like that comes up. So those are other strategies to, as in parent strategy, because we, to answer what the first questioner asked, that will there be a loss of sales if you hit the capacity bottleneck. Now, I'm a marketing person. I started my career in Nissan Leader. A marketing person doesn't let sales go by the way. So we will do our utmost to make sure that capacity is not a bottleneck if the marketing is still more.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Pradyumna Chaudhary from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, I just wanted to understand this 30,000 capacity expansion that we are looking at. What's the latest on that? Like, by when would the new capacity come up?
See, earlier our capacity was 80,000 tons. So we already upped it from our 80,000 tons to, we already sold 2 lakh tons. So we can sell 2 lakh tons already. So 10% of that has already happened, and another 15% will happen in the next 2 years. There are two elements of capacity expansion. One is three elements. One is environmental approval, which we have got. And but environmental approval is subject to completing of those environmental formalities. So that has almost got completed. So that part is over. The second part is melting capacity. So melting capacity is in place. Some speeds are getting optimized. So once that gets optimized, then we have capacity in steel making. And the third is rolling capacity. Rolling capacity will go up in three phases as we add three pieces of equipment. One equipment is getting added this year, which is why the capex that we mentioned earlier. That will increase capacity a bit. Then a second equipment is getting added next year, and a third maybe later part of next year or early 25. So these three equipments will increase the capacity of rolling to beyond 250,000 tons.
Understood.
Which means that we will have the ability to also use outsourced billets, but perhaps look at outsourced billets for our rolling if needed to meet our sales requirement, what we can't make ourselves.
Understood. And also you spoke about outsourcing to fill up for any capacity constraints. So can you give us some idea on what would be the EBITDA per ton?
No, that's very low. EBITDA per ton on outsourced model comes out to maybe something like 2,000, sometimes 3,000 rupees. So it's very low. So basically, the manufacturer will take their own margin, right?
Yeah.
So so the margin could be, additional margin could be 2,000 to 3,000 rupees a ton for such things.
Understood.
Those will be taken only to maintain market share. And then as a market, that when we have capacity of our own, then you can easily stop the outsourcing and shift that business to a new plant. But those are all strategies how to build up capacity when new plant comes up and build the market before the plant comes up.
Understood. And another basic question I wanted to ask was, we are waiting for Aichi's approval regarding the new plant and greenfield expansion. But in the meanwhile, like, there's still a big market outside of Aichi also. So why can't we look at adding some interim greenfield capacity? Not interim, but another greenfield capacity, hoping to serve other customers?
No. The cash required to put up a new plant is huge. And we'll be putting up only one new plant. So it is not that we'll put up one plant for one market, another plant for IT. So when we are partners, we do things together. So there is no plans of doing anything outside of IT's model. So we do things together.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Devang Sanghvi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity.
Hi, Devang.
Yeah. My first question is regarding the volume guidance for FY24. We have kind of hit a good volume number for FY23. So what kind of growth we can expect for 24?
Marginal. I told our team that this year is a year of consolidation.
Okay.
We have grown rapidly last year.
Right.
So we must digest that growth and make sure that, look at systems, everything is in place, nothing is leaking, all those things. So this year is a year of consolidation, so we'll probably grow from 2 lakh tons to maybe 2 lakh 5,000 tons or so. Minuscule. We repeat a year of consolidation.
Right, sir. And we did 5% of export volumes last year. So any guidance for current year? Should be more than 10-12%?
You see, unfortunately, the way our sales are working, our sales to Aichi actually get reflected as domestic sales because they get sold to a Toyota Group company, Toyota Tsusho India. So actually, it is a domestic sale in our books.
Okay. Got it. Right.
Yeah, but when we say it will be 30,000, those are the destination. The destination is Thailand.
Right, right.
Actually, accounting sales will be.
Accounting-wise, it's taken as domestic sales because we sell to Kuwait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And one small clarification. We kind of finalized hikes from one of the OEs. So what's the quantum?
Can you repeat that? Your voice was a little muffled. I couldn't understand that.
Is it any better now?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I was just asking, I was getting one clarification. One of our OEs had kind of finalized the price hike for Q1. I missed the number. What's the quantum for the same?
I'm sorry, no, we can't share what an OE has it. We are not sharing.
We're not sharing the number. Okay. I thought I missed the number.
No.
No problem.
But let me say we are satisfied with that number.
Sorry? I missed that?
We are satisfied with that number. It's a satisfactory number.
We are satisfied with the number. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That's helpful. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anil Kumar Sharma, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. First of all, congrats for overall good numbers in this tough environment. So we are associated with the Vardhman Group for a very long time. So, and we also know that you are leaving no stone unturned for the improvement of the VSL. But my one apprehension is there, sir, that ideally, bonus should be given when things are we are able to enhance the enhanced capital in the same manner. In this quarter, our numbers are down. And had it were not be better that we could have postponed the bonus? That is my only question. Otherwise, kudos to you. I know that you are working very hard. But ideally, it should, because the numbers are less than the previous quarter.
Absolutely right. No, no, Anil, it's a very valid observation that you are making. So let me answer it in two parts. One part you have asked whether we'll be able to service the enhanced capital. On that, you can be rest assured the board of the company deliberated very well, and we took a decision on the bonus only with the confidence that we can service the enhanced capital. So we are confident we can service the enhanced capital. That is one. So second, ideally, you're right. The bonus should be given when the results are booming and next year expected to be even better, much better, and so on.
Correct.
That is one way of looking at it. The second way is this year is a marquee year. We have completed 50 years of existence of the steel business. How many businesses complete 50 years? So last year was a record year, and it kept staying last year, so 21, 22, that this is a record year. This is unrepeatable performance. Ideally, a bonus should have been given last year. But that didn't make sense because this year, 22, 23, was our golden jubilee. Now, this bonus is more a recognition of a golden jubilee than looking for a good quarter or a good year. And otherwise, if you forget the quarter, this year is a good year. 100 crores net profit is a number 5 years ago. I don't think I could have ever predicted we'll hit 100 crores profit.
Definitely.
So if you leave aside 21, 22, so in comparison to 21, 22, 22, 23 looks nothing much. And whereas till January, we were expecting 110 crores net profit for this year. And it's just that finally, the settlement which happened between Tata Motors and Tata Steel of a 1,750 rupees reduction, where we neither compete with Tata Steel nor do we deal with Tata Motors, but as some outside company settled, and because the market was getting frustrated, eventually everybody settled at the same number. So suddenly we were hit by surprise that we had to take a 1,750 reduction from October. So which is why the profits are, if that had not happened, we would have had profits of 24 crores even this quarter.
Overall, okay, sir. That I know that you are doing the Dasal position thing, that we are with you for the last 10 years, Vardhman Group last 40 years. But definitely
right.
Things are much, much better. But our apprehension at
Hoshiarpur. No, your point is taken. your point is taken. Your point is valid, and you will see in the next coming years that we will be able to beat your expectations in performance.
Thank you, sir. So nice of you, and our salute to you for your good hard work. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachit Jain for closing comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your interest in the company again. Yes, this quarter has been challenging, but as we always say in our company and in all my calls, if you want to look at a quarter-to-quarter performance for our company or short-term performance, then our company will not be complete to be in. So we have to see the full year performance and to see directionally where we are going as a company. Directionally, I feel very confident of the future strategic path we have taken and the strategy adopted to follow that overall strategy. So we have good linkages, good relationships, and good corporate events lined up for the future. So I'm pretty positive on the company. And once the global environment improves a bit, I'm sure it will also aid in the improvement in the results of the company. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.